This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. All the lines are working again, so easy to get as many AMA calls in as possible. Yesterday, we'll do the same thing coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. But haven't really checked in. We've done a little bit on like the meetings that the Big Ten and the SEC folks are having down there in New Orleans and some of the rumors that were coming out of that, as far as expanding the playoff and automatic bids and stuff like that. But some interesting stuff earlier this week. Now, obviously, there's been a lot of conversation about canceling or even schools saying directly that they're not going to do spring games anymore. We had talked to Brandon Adams and others about G-Day, and Josh Brooks came out earlier this week and said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to do it this year. It's something we value. Hopefully we can keep doing it. It's a year-to-year thing, whatever, as everything is in college football right now.
Did he say year-to-year?
He did.
Okay, so this will be last year.
But maybe. I think the thing that can save it, though, because I think maybe I'm the last one to the party on this one. Like, maybe I just am blind and didn't realize what everyone was getting at when they were talking about canceling the spring games. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the first time. But I didn't buy the idea of injury prevention, I guess. Maybe that's part of it. I didn't buy the...
Why? This injury prevention crap.
I don't think that's what it is.
Just in any sport, when we talk about... And we're going away from this, but anything like injury prevention... When we talk about injury prevention in sports, how can you prevent injuries?
You can't.
You can't.
I mean, you cannot play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my thing is like,
which is kind of what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, go back to you.
It just irritates me. It's the least sports playing era of sports.
Yes.
We're trying to get rid of as much sports as possible when sports are as popular as they've ever been. But here's what it is, and I didn't think about this, but here's what it is. And this is so much prevalent right now in this era of college sports, college football specifically, is when you do a spring game, you do a depth chart. Guys know where they fall.
Yes.
And then there's a transfer portal right afterwards. So, like, you know, all right, so you come into the spring game and you guys are playing a mildly competitive, a game like that. There's at least score kept and guys are out there competing. Well, I was the third string corner that day. So that means that's where I fall.
Right.
That means I better leave because
right.
I want to actually play. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it like
right.
that. I understand that if you don't actually do a game and you do practice differently and you just do it OTA style, mm-hmm. then you don't have to tell anybody where they stand and you protect yourself at least a little bit from some of the spring transfer window. I think that's probably what it is. But again, this gets back to a fix that we've talked about the whole time is you got to have to fix the transfer rule.
Yes,
like,
yes.
It can't be a free-for-all the way that it is. Like that and conference realignment are the two biggest issues that college football is facing
it ain't the
right
money.
Now. No, the money's fine. It's coming in. The money's okay. They're dealing with that. Now, guys, I mean, again, transferring is a way to get more money.
Yes.
It's probably the best financial choice for you to go to four different schools in 4 years if you're one of these big-time guys, because then you can get schools negotiating against each other to try to maximize your earning potential. Maybe that changes a little bit with this revenue-sharing thing. We'll get to that in just a minute. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. They're saying that they don't want to do it, so they don't have to tell the kid where he stands in spring. You string them along, and schools do this. Oh, we're not naming a starter. It's a competition at this position, and you don't tell them until it's too late, so you don't run the risk of them transferring. That'd be great if guys just wouldn't transfer, but they're going to.
They're going
so
to.
You have to try to protect that. Yeah. I think that's probably what
I think, you know, the last, and I'm probably wrong, and I'm sure Rusty might be out there. Last time they didn't have a spring game, I know it was when I was there because they were redoing something up there. I think that was
what you guys didn't just do it somewhere else.
No, we didn't have some, okay. we had practice. Okay. We did what these coaches are talking about doing at
right.
the Buttsmere.
People didn't get to come. Or
no,
anything?
All our, okay. only people that had to come was our families.
Got
our
it.
Family got to go
got
up to the Buttsmere and go out there and watch us practice and everything. But you know, I think you know the thing with the money and the allocations and all those different things. Because I remember when this first started, I was like, people were like, oh, players are going to get jealous and then they're going to leave to try and get more. I said, nobody studying that, man, not realizing these are.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
not realizing
exactly what's
for a
happening.
Second, yeah. Like, yeah.
So here's my question. Here's my question because the report came out earlier this week that Georgia's going to spend $20.5 million mm-hmm. in payouts mm-hmm. from the revenue that they make.
Mm-hmm.
The athletes of the University of Georgia mm-hmm. are going to get $20.5 million. 13.5 of that go to football.
Right.
The rest goes other places, basketball and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about that today.
Mm-hmm.
But the $13.5 million that go to football. I don't know how many guys there are on scholarship. I know scholarship limits are going up with this, whatever. But just for the sake of easy math,
uh-huh.
say there's 100 guys on scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that $135,000 each?
Hell no.
Okay. So then who
hell no.
who decides? Because that's like basically now, that's why I guess a lot of these schools are hiring literal general
right.
managers
mm-hmm.
to kind of come up with some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's where you get into that,
mm-hmm.
right? That's when you get into, all right, so we have $13.5 million salary cap, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Because that's what it is.
That we're spending.
Because that's what it is.
Kind of. But then there's the NIL money that's mm-hmm. unregulated and mm-hmm. different and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so we got $13.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give the quarterback the most, probably.
I would think.
Right? But then he's also got the NIL money that he's getting, too, mm-hmm. I would think, unless Gunnar Stockton's saying no to it.
Well, no. Because
he's
no,
a man
no.
of principle.
No. Gunnar Stockton is a man of principle.
He doesn't want
Gunnar
that.
Stockton don't want a new Bronco. Gunnar Stockton don't want no money.
Yeah.
Gunnar Stockton don't want that.
He wants to drive that 1984 F-150 forever.
His ass better not get no new car. That's all I know. His ass better not. Get no new car as much as everybody tried to come at me. Oh no, Red, he's old country boy from up there in the mountains. He don't need nothing. All right. I want to see oil leaks in his parking spot.
Have people driven up there, by the way?
It's very nice.
A lot of new F-150s up there.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Like everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
Or a Dodge Ram or something.
I just want to see.
They're all huge.
Yeah, I just you know. That was they told me, Andy. It's old good old country boy.
So anyway.
I had to go fishing and hunting.
That's
not getting no new rifle either.
You better not.
Or a new bow.
A new fishing rod.
Right.
You'd be out there in that old whatever. All right. But how do you do that? Like
as far as distribute the money?
Yeah. Like that's a whole new thing that plays into this, that plays into that jealousy. Because mm-hmm. then you tell them that people know? Like
is
any of this public?
You know, like, now how much players make as far as NIL and whatever they get from this thing right here, I don't be knowing, Andy, I honestly don't know what numbers to believe sometimes. Because you're just like, damn, dog, you could just be throwing out numbers and all that. So I don't want to get caught up in that. Now, this part as far as like how much the players are making from this allotment, how they tell each other.
Yeah.
They probably tell each other.
Yeah.
Or so, hey, dog, hey, because this idea, hey, what you get? Oh, shoot, I'm going to add 700,000 in. You know what I mean? Like, King, they're talking about giving me 500. Yeah. I'm going to ask for the sell fit. That's how that usually
Which they should do, by
that's,
the way.
That's how that usually happens. But
I think the more everybody knows, honestly, in that situation, probably the better, because then you can negotiate properly. I think, I know it's hard to talk about the NIL stuff, but I think the more public the NIL money is, the better it is for these guys.
You think so?
I do. Because if I know that this guy's getting this much money,
uh-huh.
then I have more negotiating power to get that much money, too.
Right.
I just think it benefits you. It might not benefit the team,
but
it benefits me and the market.
I understand, but
to know how much you are getting.
What was one of the first conversations we had on this show about self-awareness? You might think you might need that, but you ain't good as him.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
True.
And so then you're at a standpoint where I'm leaving it. Now, knowing that you might not get that nowhere else,
right?
But the thing about it is your ass about to jump in this damn portal, be stuck in the damn portal because you're overvaluing your market.
Definitely.
Right.
And that's a part of it too.
That's a part of
that's
it.
Part
it's
of it
overvaluing
too.
Your market
yep.
worth.
Yep.
And so, I mean, again, I don't know who.
But I just think knowledge is power in that.
I,
in that realm.
If knowledge is power, and there wouldn't be so many damn kids in transfer portal. They don't be having no damn knowledge.
No, but I don't think they have any knowledge.
They just want to go.
That's what I mean, though. Like, I think actually knowing might help a little bit in some of these cases.
Oh, I agree.
If I'm trying to negotiate my best deal, how can I, where's my starting point even? You know what I mean? How do I even know where to start if I don't know what a similar player at my position is getting? You know what I mean?
But yes, I understand what you're saying with that.
That's why the NFL is so great, because it's all public. Everybody knows.
I'm pretty sure that the starting defensive end for Georgia ain't getting the same amount as maybe Ohio State. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Or Texas or something like that. I think a lot of it, and a lot of it might come down, especially if you talk about going to Georgia, because I just want to go to Georgia. I know that this school, I know Georgia's going to give me $800,000. Mm-hmm. But I know that this school right here is going to give me $2 million. Now, I want to chase that $2 million because it's a lot more.
Right.
But is the situation, is it better football for me?
Right. And I think that's a factor that I hope weighs heavy. I doubt that it will.
I doubt it.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Like, it would be awesome to sit there and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to get maybe twice as much as that other school. It's not as good of a school.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have as much of a track record of sending guys to the league. I'm going to develop better here. Maybe my numbers aren't going to be. I mean, we have literal example of someone, Matt, this offseason, right?
Yep.
Like a very good defensive lineman for Georgia saying, yeah, I want numbers and money, so I'm going to go someplace else.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas like, no, but these guys, they put defensive linemen in the NFL every single year. Now, you'll probably go to the NFL from that other school too. Probably still going to be given similar opportunities, whether you're there, here, whatever it is. I just, if that's their plan, and I'm not saying that is Georgia's plan, but that, if that's a school's plan of being like, well, we're going to lean on our culture because mm-hmm. people want to be here.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a long offseason.
You might not be.
You're going.
But you might not be as good.
But see, but the thing with Georgia is this. Georgia just lost out on this kid before the Ohio State, ended up in Missouri for whatever
that's
amount
the kid
of
we're talking
for,
about.
Yeah, for whatever amount of money. Could Kirby have maybe matched with Missouri?
Probably.
Probably.
I mean, but Kirby, I don't know.
But I think that Georgia could have matched
that. Yeah, probably.
But I don't even know what he got. But I think that Kirby's looking at it from a standpoint is, if you keep setting these precedents with these kids.
Yeah, that's right.
If you keep setting these precedents with these top players, like, well, can you match it?
Yep. Every time you do it,
every time
the
you
next
do it,
one
the
is
next,
harder.
The next one is going to be there. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Then you're going to be in a situation where you're like,
yeah, you have to say no.
You got to.
Yeah.
You got to.
You have to say no sometimes.
And then the thing
even if it's a guy you really want.
Yeah, but the thing about Kirby is Kirby has the culture. Kirby has the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hell yeah, I wanted that dude. That dude ain't going to prevent us from winning no damn championship this year. He would have helped, damn it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you just have to be right about that, too.
Yeah, but you got
to
be right.
You know?
And I'm going to trust Kirby.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm going to trust Kirby.
That's the thing. I mean, we talked about this with Brandon Adams earlier this week as far as the Mike Bobo stuff goes. Like, Kirby's got the leeway to make decisions and maybe do stuff slightly differently than other people would or whatever. But he's built the benefit of the doubt for a really, I don't know how long it lasts because it is college.
Right.
And eventually, like, you know, people were ready to kick Dabo last week.
Yes.
He's got two, or not last week, last year. He's got two national champions. But like, yeah, you just have to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything in life. But like, yeah, you have to say no
to
these guys sometimes.
Yes, you have to.
It's going to get to a point where you're just kind of like, you're like a mark, basically.
What it got?
It's like this guy. Oh, just keep asking for more. He'll give it to you.
Yeah. What is it? Kirby's meeting with the players. No, Kirby's being.
He's
like,
being extorted.
He's been extorted.
Yeah. He's being. So Kirby has to be like, no, I'm not.
No,
I'm not being extorted.
Yeah.
You're gonna stay here for this money if you want. Here's what's gonna happen for you, by the way.
Yep.
Look at all these guys.
Yep.
Winning Super Bowls.
Yep.
Playing in February.
Yes. And have a chance to compete. I know the school you're going to is an SEC school. You think they're going to win a ring?
They're not going to beat us.
They're not going to beat us.
They're
not going to beat us with you.
Yeah, but I'm have 13 sacks, and they're going to be $2 million.
Damn right.
Which also is a great argument.
Damn sure is.
It's a great argument. It's hard to say no to any of it. All right, we'll get the phone lines open coming up next. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.